Welcome to Starlifter TV with your host, Dr. Hitchcock, streaming on 8k.nz.
Hey yo, how you doing? I'm Dr. Hitchcock, this is the Starlifter TV show. And for this show, we're going to do a very special Flaming Lips edition. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the entirety of Flaming Lips' Zyreka. And if you haven't heard about Zyreka, it's an album that comes in four parts. So it originally was released in 1997 on four CDs and didn't originally have a vinyl release. Fortunately, it was released on vinyl on a World Record Store day a couple years back, and I managed to get myself a copy of this. So now I have this beautiful Flaming Lips 4LP release. It is just stunning. The artwork is off the chain. And Zyreka is an album that you're meant to play in four corners of the room. So what you do is you set up four stereos of whatever quality you like, and everyone and you get friends to help you, and then you hit record, or you hit play, and then all four records play at the same time, and the stereo tracks as well. So not only is it four-way sound, which would make it quadraphonic, but it's eight-way? Does that make it octophonic? Maybe. So maybe it's an octophonic experience. For those who don't know the Flaming Lips, they've been around since the late 80s. They went mainstream in the mid-90s and they even did a spot on the Beverly Hills 90210 show. But yeah, they're still rocking around. I've seen them play at the Big Day Out, and I also saw them play when I was living in Melbourne about 8 years ago at a festival over there. They're amazing. They're really psychedelic, and they have a great stage show, and every time they play live, they will go out and get people to reach out to volunteers and get volunteers to dress up in animal costumes, and then different animals come onto the stage at different times of the show. And Wayne, the lead singer and lead of the group, he will do crazy things. Like, he's got this giant plastic orb thing that he walks in and then walks out onto the stage, kind of like a stage dive, but it's a plastic ball. So yeah, there's a lot to like about the Flaming Lips, and I'm a huge fan, and I've been wanting to get this LP for a long time, so enjoy. How we're gonna do it tonight is I'm playing. So it comes in four parts, and you're supposed to play four at the same time. But if you can't do that, what you can do is just play one or two or a couple. And what I'm going to do for this show is I'm actually broadcasting it live on 8k.nz, and I'm also streaming it live on starlifterradio.com. So if you want to get two, if you want it to come at you from four different directions, then you can tune in one radio, tune in one device to 8k.nz and the other device into starlifterradio.com. And then you'll be able to get kind of like a halfway experience of what this album's supposed to be like. I've recorded this on four different turntables, two Technics 1200s, a Neumark portable turntable, I think it's called like a PT01, and then also just a cheapy Dick Smith that I got off Trade Me. So the pitch between the later two turntables are slightly out, so you will get an authentic, slightly cacophonous sound as you play this. But yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I hope it makes you feel something. One of the reasons why I'm doing this special show is I also want to bring attention to the fact that because of COVID-19, Darkroom Bar and Space Academy here in Christchurch, they need your support. So if you've got any spare cash and you want to help out the local live music scene, then make sure you head along to boosted.org.nz and look for Darkroom or Space Academy, and flick them some cash. They will be very appreciative of that, and I'll also put links into the show notes for ways you can help out those two venues. All right, without further ado, let's get amongst it. This is Zyreka from the Flaming Lips. There's about eight tracks, or eight songs, and we're starting off with track one. Track one, track one.
One. Number three, and number four. Track number two, number three, and number four. We'll be right back.
Track number three.
Number three. And number four.
Thank you.
track number 4.
Number 3 and number 4.
You're listening to the Zaire Cure Experience on 8k.nz. This is the Starlifter TV show. I'm Dr. Hitchcock, and this is a fundraising experiment for Darkroom Bar and Space Academy here in Christchurch, New Zealand. If you enjoy going to gigs there and you dig what they do, make sure you head along to boosted.org.nz and do a search for Darkroom or Space Academy, and make sure you flick them some cash.
Starlifter TV.
Number 3 and number 4. track number 6.
Number 3 and number 4.
Track number 7.
Number 3 and number 4.
Track number 8.
Number 3 and number 4.
We have 3 dogs
that love to chew stuff up.
So we're always getting them some toys and stuffed animals and stuff so they can destroy them. And usually whatever we get is shred to pieces within a couple of days. And one day, I noticed that the stuffed animal that we'd gotten had had it for about a week, and it had remained relatively unharmed. A little bit dirty, but it really didn't have any damage. So I was kind of watching them for the next couple of days, and I noticed that for some weird reason, this little stuffed animal seemed like they all liked it for some weird reason. It was special to them. And not only did they not chew it up, but they sort of made it seem like it was their baby.
They treated it as though it was their own baby.
So I thought, this is weird. How strange this is. Of all the toys and things that we get for them, for some weird reason, this one,
it wasn't really any different than the rest. This one is picked to be special.
So there you go. So some time passed, and one day I noticed that this box of big plastic insects that I'd been keeping on a shelf in the bathroom had somehow fallen down. And unfortunately, it
looked as though the dogs had already chewed up most of the stuff in it, the big giant spiders
and the ants and cockroaches and stuff that were in it. And as I walked around the house picking up the shredded pieces of these plastic insects, I came across the baby. You know, they're
stuffed animal baby. Stuffed animal
baby. There it was,
baby.
Just torn to shreds. Like everything else, all the other stuff, finally this one was torn to shreds. So later on, I come across one of the giant grasshoppers that for some reason
hadn't been chewed up at all.
Not even as much as a small toothworm.
So I watch, and it occurs to me that for some reason
their affections have changed. And I can plainly see that instead of the stuffed animal, the big old bug is the new baby now.
The
The big
Brings us to the end of the Zyreka experience from the Flaming Lips here on Starlifter TV. If you're a fan of live music here in Christchurch, New Zealand, be sure to head along to booster.org.nz, do a search for Space Academy or Darkroom Bar and give them some money so that they can keep the lights on and the drinks flowing.
You've been listening to Starlifter TV with your host, Dr. Hitchcock. Streaming on 8k.nz.